Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
Jim, do you know where Penny is? I can't find her anywhere.
That's because I asked her to pop out across to the newsagents to get some parcel tape. She'll be back in a minute.
Haven't we got any tape?
No. I've looked everywhere. There's definitely none in the shop.
Well, I do want to speak to her. When she gets back, can you ask her to come to my office?
Yeah, yes, of course. What's it all about? Because she's bound to ask me.
Just ask her to come to my office, OK?
Come on, Mike. You can tell me. What's she done wrong?
Nothing. I just need to speak to her.
Oh. And it's just Penny you want to see?
That's right. It's just Penny.
Well, do you want me to be there? Well, as well. I mean, I could if you want.
No, you can get on with some work. You'd better use your parcel tape, seeing it's so urgent.
OK. Well, as I say, she won't be long.
I hope not. To be honest, I don't know why you sent her in the first place. You could have gone yourself.
Well, she offered.
Oh, she would. Right, I've got to get on. I'll see you later.
Jim, here's your tape. I got 3 rolls just in case you need more. The receipt's in the bag and you've got £1.40 change. Here you are.
Thanks.
I'm sorry I was so long. Some blooming woman in front of me wanted one of those diaries that were reduced. But of course she wanted a red one. So the assistant went away to look for one and she took ages.
Never mind. Don't worry. I'm just grateful you got it. I must send those parcels off later, as they were meant to go off yesterday.
Oh, well, don't let Mike hear you say that. You know what he's like if a job isn't done on time? I'd keep quiet about that if I was you.
Oh, I'm not worried about Mike. Actually, I've just spoken to him. He asked me to tell you that he wants a word with you in his office.
Oh, what now? Oh, it's not because I went to get the tape, is it?
No, it's not that.
Well, what is it then?
I don't know.
You must know. What did he say? Oh, what have I done wrong now?
I don't know, Penny, but I would go and see him immediately because I said you'd be only a minute.
Oh, great. OK, I'll go and see him. Wish me luck.
Penny, you haven't done anything wrong, so don't worry.
Come in.
Hi, Mike. Jim said you wanted to see me.
Yes, that's right, Penny. Please, take a seat.
Thanks.
Right, well, I wanted to have a word with you in private, as it's a bit personal.
Mike, I'm sorry I went for the tape. I honestly thought it would only take a minute.
It's got nothing to do with you going to the shop.
Oh?
The thing is, I want to apologise to you. I want to say sorry for the way I've spoken to you recently. I do realise I've been quite rude to you at times, and I shouldn't have been. And I am sorry, Penny.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate your honesty.
Well, I know I've been very abrupt with you recently. I'm sure you've heard that things haven't been good at home, but that's no excuse for me to take things out on you. So will you accept my apology?
Yeah. Yes, of course I will.
Oh, good. Well, I hope now we can move on and get back to our normal working relationship. We've always got on well in the past, so I hope we can again.
Yes, I'm sure we can. Oh, I must admit, I feel happy that we've had this chat.
Good, and so do I.
OK, well, I'd better get on then.
Yeah, of course. Well, see you later, Penny.
Mike?
Yes, Penny?
I aim to keep this conversation private. I think it's best just kept between the two of us.
So do I, Penny. That's just what I think. Well, Jim, did you get everything done today? You seem to spend most of the afternoon speaking to Mrs. Giles. What on earth did she want?
Oh, she's arranging everything for the new play area in the store. She's in charge of organising it all.
Well, I know that, but why was she here so long?
She didn't like where we were going to put it. She did ask for you, but I said you were busy and couldn't be disturbed.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. No, I wouldn't want to be stuck with her for hours.
Well, that's what I thought. I knew you wouldn't want to talk to her.
No, I would not. You can never get away from her. Anyway, did she agree with you?
Yeah. Well, she had to. I just said there was nowhere else due to health and safety reasons, and that shut her up.
Oh, good. When is she coming again?
Monday.
What time?
10:30.
Okay, I'll speak to her then and just double-check she's happy with everything. I've got to go out at 11, so I won't be stuck with her for long. Okay, right. Oh, let's lock up and get out of this place.
So, did you get everything done today?
Yes, I did. In fact, on the whole, I'd say it was a very good day.
Tune in next week for more Penny for Your Thoughts.